Mr. Justice, good morning. Always appreciate your time.
Good morning. Lots of fun things to talk about.
For sure. Let's start with the state Supreme Court race. What do you make of the Board of Elections decision yesterday, and what's ultimately next in this race for the state Supreme Court?
Well, I think we're going to see ongoing litigation as to your question about what's next. It's really a sort of disheartening situation. I mean, I feel actually for both candidates. You campaign for well over a year. You spend huge amounts of money. You invest all your time and energy, and then the statewide race boils down to less than 1,000 votes out of 5.5 million cast. But the election process, the board, state board, and the local boards are going through the challenges to the 60,000 or so voters and addressing that issue. But ultimately, some court, whether it's in the state system or in the federal court, will make a final resolution about that, and at some point in time, we'll have a final decision as to who actually won. Although, obviously, Justice Riggs is ahead at this point.
Do you see a scenario, Mr. Justice, where this race could end up being decided by the current Supreme Court, where the colleagues would have to decide who the winner of this race might be?
Well, I certainly think there's potential for the Supreme Court to have to decide on the 60,000 individual votes that have been challenged by Judge Griffin. And that's, I have actually been thinking about, well, how do you deal with that from the judicial conduct requirement not to have a conflict in your decisions or an appearance of a conflict in how you decide. And I think there's that's one of the reasons you've seen the Democratic Party file the lawsuit in federal court asking Judge Meyer to end up making the final decision and to, in essence, overruling, if need be, any decision by the state Court of Appeals or the state Supreme Court. So, like I said, it's a heyday for lawyers, but something that you would prefer not to have happen. I remember somebody saying that the prayer of every election worker is that races end up in a landslide decision for one or the other. It's these incredibly close races that produce headaches, litigation, and problems.
Does this race like this for the Supreme Court, does it hurt the collegiality of the court?
Well, it certainly puts a huge stress on it. And you know, Justice Riggs is, of course, currently sitting on the court and has been for now, over a year. And so it's not something you want. I actually was involved in some litigation. Wasn't over the actual election, but whether I was going to have to run in 1992 or not, and it ended up at the Supreme Court. And you know, 2 years later, I was serving with some of those justices. It does not help collegiality. Let me put it that way.
All right, let's talk about other pressing matters, including Hubert Davis and his Carolina basketball team. What are your thoughts on the Tar Heels so far?
Man, I tell you, I am early in the season, I was really enthused and excited over the team, and then Maui hit, and it just looks like something is completely out of sync. Now, I do have what my oldest son would call a cul-de-sac research theory on why R.J. Davis is struggling with his shooting. I read that he put on 10 pounds of muscle during the off season, and I have a theory that pure shooters like R.J. Sometimes struggle when what they think is a helpful 10 pounds of muscle is added on. But the chemistry is struggling, and obviously we don't have the really tall center like Armando Bacot had been for, what was he, at Carolina, 20 years?
Almost as long as Tyler Hansbrough.
Yeah, almost. Actually longer.
What do you think about Bill Belichick being offered the Carolina football job?
Well, I think I'm ambivalent like a lot of fans. On the one hand, it will be really fascinating to see what a Bill Belichick coaching staff could do with the Carolina program. On the other hand, I think it reemphasizes that this is now a business as opposed to a collegiate athlete model. It's hard to see Bill Belichick spending any time out on the recruiting trail or schmoozing with Rams club members, and so it really produces a very different model from what the NCAA has promoted for literally 75 years, that of the student athlete. It's hard to see Bill Belichick wondering or worrying about whether his star quarterback or star running back is spending enough time in the classroom. I mean, he's there to win, not necessarily for these kids to get a good education. So I think that's the downside of moving in that direction.
I think the student-athlete model has probably gone by the wayside, Mr. Justice, as we move forward into this new era with revenue sharing and everything else.
Well, it is, but if we're gonna have athletics at this level associated with universities, then you know we either need to go to a completely semi-pro model and just forget about these kids going to class, or we need to figure out the NCAA needs to figure out how do you balance the NIL portal Wild West with the fact that these are arguably college students who are supposed to be getting a degree in an education.
Well, we're going to find out together, I think, all at one time. Mr. Justice,
yes, we are.
I always appreciate the time. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and look forward to visiting again sometime soon.
Same to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.